in the last part of this series. This is called We Are Enough. If you're listening to this for the first time, I encourage you to go back and listen to part 1, 2, and 3. Part 1 is You Are Enough, very important episode. Part 2 is He is Enough, meaning God. Part 3 is It is Enough. And that's a really good episode for you to listen to, especially if you feel like you're lacking, right? And this part 4, which is the final part of this series, is called We Are Enough. And the reason I think it's so important to talk about this is because we need each other, you all. We need each other. And I believe so many times we try to do things on our own. And I've noticed from all of my messages I get from people all throughout social media, so many people are alone. A lot of people don't even go to church nowadays, I'm noticing. And sometimes the only kind of service they get is when, you know, we come together online for like a live something, you know, where we're going over scriptures and we're kind of having a good, I call it a family talk when we're having family talks. There are many people that's the only form of worship or church that they even get. And I hate putting that in that phrase, but I'm making a point. We need each other. We are enough. Together, when we are united in Christ, do you understand the power that we have to fight against the enemy? That's why the Bible teaches us that if we resist Satan, he must flee from us. But I think sometimes we forget that we are enough. And here's the beautiful thing about this. We all have our own parts. Not everyone is meant to be a podcaster or an author or a mentor or what have you, or maybe a business owner or a pastor or a minister. I'm going to read a passage on this because you've got to understand. I did a podcast a while ago called The World is Waiting on You. I would love for you all to go and find that one and listen to it. It's called The World is Waiting on You. And in that episode, the main thing that I was trying to drive home in that is that we're waiting on you, baby. We're waiting on you to show up and do and be who God created you to be. And no matter how big or how small you think your role is, you are needed and we are waiting on you. We're literally sitting here waiting on you because we all are one family, as a family of believers. We're waiting on you. I don't have all the answers. I can't fix and help everyone. I can't. There are people that only you can reach because of your story and because of what you've been through. There are people that maybe perhaps only I can reach because of my unique story and my unique journey. You get my point? We are enough when we come together as a family of believers. Let's read this passage in Ephesians chapter 4. In Ephesians 4, and I believe, is it the Apostle Paul that wrote Ephesians? Yeah, he wrote Ephesians. So Ephesians chapter 4, let's start in verse 11. I love how he's explaining all of our roles. It says, and it says, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, and some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors, and some to be teachers, right? To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Did you catch that? Remember I said, and I've said this in each part of these series, whenever you're reading the Bible, you not only just read it for what it is and understand the context and what was going on at that time. That's important so you don't take anything out of the wrong context. But you always look at what is the mystery, what's being revealed behind that. So when I look at this, I clearly see, oh, we all have our own individual roles. We all are here for different things. We all carry different parts. We are enough. We need each other. So then it goes on to say in verse 14, then we will no longer be infants. Now he's talking about coming to maturity. We come to maturity when we all are bringing something to the table and encouraging and helping each other because we all are living epistles. Let that just soak in a second. We all are here to help each other. Even, and I'm talking to you all who are coaches and mentors as well, because I have my coaching mentorship program as well. You know, I learn just as much in that community than I do that than what I teach. Do you know sometimes when we're having our Zoom workshop sessions, sometimes because there's ministers and pastors and prophets and nurses and just name something, entrepreneurs, I mean, people from all over the world that's inside of it. Do you know the amount of encouragement that I get? Some things I don't see and they point out to me and we help each other. We are enough when we come together, you all. So, and that's how we go on into maturity. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Did you all catch that? We all have work to do. And some of you, I'm going to drift left field for a minute, and I'll, because you guys already know me, I'll drift and come back. Some of you, you know that there's an anointing, there's a grace, there's something that God has placed in your heart to do. It could be podcasting, it could be whatever. I don't know. Could be writing a book, could be whatever, coming up with a program or something to help people, nonprofit or whatever it is. Some of you are still sitting, and you have to walk in obedience, as I'm doing my best to do, with what God has been telling you to do, because each part must do its own work. We all are one body. Now, you may think or feel like it's just me. You're not hurting anybody else, right? Because you understand the situation I'm going through right now. Now, let me be clear with this. There are times when you need to be still, just to be clear. You need to rest. You need to be still. You need to get yourself together, maybe even mentally, spiritually, physically, whatever way. There are times where we need to be still. And there are times when God hides us. There's even a chapter in my book necessary on that, when we're in a season of being hidden. So I'm not talking about that. If you feel like God has got you hidden in this moment and he's telling you to be still, you need to do what God is telling you to do. But I know that there are some of you, God has already given you the green light and told you to move forward. But because perhaps you don't know who you are, you don't know who this person is that he's helping you to become. Or perhaps because of circumstances in your life. Or if you listen to episode number 1 of 4, you know, we're listening to the lies of the enemy. We're believing some of those truths because we don't believe that we're enough. We still have not stepped out on that platform and done what God has told us to do, because the body of Christ needs you, baby. We need you more than you will ever know. I can only imagine, I'm only doing my little piece, my little tiny, tiny, tiny little piece in this, right? I can only imagine the amount of lives over the couple of years that God has blessed me to be able to do what I'm doing with podcasting, the amount of lives that would not have been touched by some of the messages God put on my heart to put out there, right? Things that I thought were of no value, talking about my pain, my struggles, and how God is pulling me through, and I'm working on this, and I didn't feel like doing this, but I walked in and did what God told me to do, and I lost my son, but I didn't feel like doing this, but God told me to do. You get my point? The amount of people that sent messages in, thousands and thousands and thousands, probably, and I don't want to exaggerate, probably more in the hundreds of thousands at this point, of messages being received saying, Z, you don't understand. You don't understand how much that's helped me. And I'm only a tiny, tiny, tiny little piece of this, right? We all have our piece. So just imagine the amount of destinies and the lives and the amount of people that's waiting on you. That's another subject. Let me drift back to what I'm talking about. The premise of this is that we are enough. Hello, everyone. Just as a reminder, I'd like to invite you to join my book club for my book, Necessary. And if you're interested in going on a retreat, the Necessary Retreat, more details can be found on my website at unlockinggreatness.com. I love you all. Let's get back to the video. I want to read from, and don't say nothing about my Bible. I know some of these pages are coming apart. I want to read from Hebrews. There's a really good passage in Hebrews to pay attention to. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. I think this is good. Because I know especially nowadays, a lot of people are just not for getting together, you know, all about getting together in groups or getting with people, or, you know, I don't want people knowing my business. I don't know if I can trust people in this and that. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Verse 24. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. I want to read that one more time. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. I want to pause on that one for a moment. We are to spur one another on toward love and good deeds, which is what I'm doing my best to do with you all right now. You think I'm not going through things as I'm recording this, right? But I've been up in prayer, and I've been in my Bible study, and I had a great time this morning talking with the author, Virginia, who wrote Bible Meditation, right? And so because my heart got filled, right, and I feel God has given me a revelation and given me some things to share, guess what? Even though I have some other things I actually got to go do, to be honest, I had some other things planned this morning, I want to spur you on toward love and good deeds. And many of you I've not even met, may never even meet you and don't even know your name. But I'm showing up and I'm doing the part that God has put me here to do. We have to spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Now let me get to the part about, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another and all the more as you see the day approaching. The reason I want to end with this is, many of you know I have a community called Unlocking Greatness Community, and I have a whole 12-week retreat based on my book, Necessary. What I love so much about that, and almost every day there's new people coming in from all around the world. What I love so much about it is when people first come into the community, especially when we have our live Zoom workshop meetings, it's so amazing that the new people, when they first come in, they don't say nothing. They're sitting. They're kind of like, okay, like who's going to go up on the monitor? Who's going to talk? Kind of deal. After the very first person steps forward, then all of a sudden there's just a line of people. When I say a line, people kind of raise their hand if they want to come up on the screen. And it is... I'm not just saying this. I wanted you guys to get a taste of this. It is absolutely amazing what is happening. People from all around the world, name and age, name a particular walk of life, just all around the world, coming together to love and spur one another on. You know, sometimes they'll just post a message in the community and say, here's what I read this morning in my quiet time. I hope this encourages you all. You know, or here's what I'm going through. You know, my so-and-so is in the hospital right now. And then you see all the other community members responding and saying, hey, just so you know, we're lifting you in prayer. Hey, how's he doing? Did you get a report back? They don't even know each other. One person's like in wherever, Hawaii. Another one's in England. Like it's amazing. And I get chills when I think about it because I think, wow, this is what love looks like. When we come together as a community, building each other up in the Word of God. I want to encourage you, please, if you find yourself out there being lonely, not being in a tight-knit group, maybe with your ministry, your church, don't have to be my community, find one, right? Find a mentorship program or a coaching program or a good ministry, or maybe at your church or, I don't know, prayerfully there's some local organization in your area where there's people coming together, brothers and sisters in Christ, and doing things together, encouraging one another. Please, 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 don't try to just do it on your own. We are meant to be here to spur one another on toward love and good deeds. We are meant to encourage each other daily. Get the help that you need and get yourself into a good community where you can feel like, okay, I feel like this is a safe place where I belong, where I can get the help that I need. And get this, I get to turn around and give to other people. We are enough. When we come together in unity in Christ, you guys, devil don't even have a chance. I have some bad days, even when I go in and stuff, you know, when on certain days I coach and do live workshops or whatever. I mean, they are there for me and I am there for them, right? Spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Sometimes I don't even communicate what I'm going through and somebody will post a message in the community. Hey, see, I just wanted to share this with you. Just want to lift you up and because I know you pour and you give out so much. You know, here's what I was praying for you. And I just want you to know da 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 da. And they don't know. Some of them don't know it. I do tell them when we get together. But I'll sit and I'll just, a tear will just come down my eyes. And I say, God, this is so beautiful that you give and it's returned back to you as well. Please get yourself more involved in your local ministry, your local church, some sort of a good organization where you feel like you're part of a belonging. It's so important, you all. I want to end with Psalm 133 and I'll close out because we are enough when we come together. We are enough when we come together in perfect love and unity. And I know there's a lot going on in this world today. I already know. Trust me. In fact, inside of our community, you can't bring anything from the outside world into it. You're not allowed to talk about a whole lot of stuff. I'll just leave it at that. And that's what makes it so beautiful is that it's a loving, safe place. Psalm 133, I'm going to end with this. Psalm 133 says, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, running down down upon the collar of his robe. I love that verse. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in perfect unity. I know this world is greatly divided, and the enemy is having a field day right now. Ooh, the enemy is having a field day. But I also know the saints, the people of God. I also know that we're joining together in prayer. I know that there's a fight happening in the spirit, and I am calling all of you, everyone who professes Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We all come together in perfect unity in the spirit. We need to be in prayer because we are enough. When we come together, the power that begins to happen in the spirit, when we're praying and we're calling down these principalities, right? Read Ephesians 6 if you don't know what I'm talking about. I think starting in verse 10 or so. The real fight is in the spirit. Against the rulers, against authorities, against the principalities of this dark world. We need each other, you all. And when we all come together in perfect love and unity, it's absolutely beautiful. I love you. I pray that you've been encouraged by this four-part series. First part was about you are enough. Second part was he is enough, meaning God is enough. The third part is it is enough. And this fourth part is we are enough. I love you. You're listening to Z with Unlocking Greatness Podcast. Be encouraged.